Presidente.
Thank you, Chairman.
Majority Affairs.
Back to our previous list.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. We thank the panelists for their presentations, as well as the opening statements to this session. We congratulate His Excellency Ambassador Abdul Karim Hashim Mustafa upon his election as chair of this social forum and wish him every success. We express our gratitude to the Secretariat, in particular the section on the right to development of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, for their dedication and extraordinary work in the organisation of this session of the forum and their extensive programme of work. Thank you very much to you too. The economic and social crisis triggered by COVID-19 is unprecedented. It will take a long time to assess how, during this period, inequality, poverty, hunger and discrimination have increased. In a world that is already submerged in an international order that is unfair and undemocratic, imposed by the most powerful for their own benefit, that disproportionately affects the most vulnerable. Cuba, as one of the main co-sponsors of the Human Rights Council Social Forum, is delighted to contribute to this necessary debate on good practices, cases of success and lessons learned and difficulties that have posed a stumbling block to the fight against the COVID-19 pandemic across the world. The fight against the pandemic will only be effective if it is waged from the point of view of cooperation and international solidarity. However, in this context, while some countries promote solidarity, others increase coercive measures, aggression and threats of all type that are flagrant violations of the human rights of entire peoples. We reiterate that addressing the COVID-19 pandemic and its impact on the right to life, health and development must be a priority for the Human Rights Council and its subsidiary bodies. In this context, it is increasingly more necessary to strengthen respectful dialogue, cooperation and the exchange of experiences between states, international organisations and with the constructive participation of civil society stakeholders in order to fight against the COVID-19 pandemic and alongside this the increasing social inequality and economic inequality that is prevailing over the whole world. Without cooperation and international solidarity, it will not be possible to reverse the profound